Right now it is time for the appraisal guys, the frick and frack of Nick and Nack with Appraise This. Of course, you can find them at tqag.com. And let's see if Skype is working for both Tim and Greg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Greg, can you hear us? Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Greg, check your headphone settings and see. Because it shows you're connected here, Greg. But so yeah, we'll have you check
that. You're on mute. You could be on mute.
Yeah. You could have hit the speakers off, or else it might have switched to something else. So check under the settings there. And we'll get started with you, Tim, first.
Sure. Sure.
You know, I'd like to send you there for tutorial, but the show must go on.
Re-log in. Just log out and log back in.
That's it. That's
he couldn't hear anything, so I said just log in and log back out.
That's right. And when I know that he's logged back in, I'll try to give him a call, or I'll see if he might be able to log in too. All right. So now, how was your 4th of July?
Oh, it was very nice. It was very low key, which is what we wanted, and just really enjoyed the time off. We got together with friends, we saw family, so it was just a really nice a nice long weekend, and to celebrate America's independence.
All right, yeah,
How about you? I low keyed it.
To go to. It's nice when you do it with the family, okay? But once you get down to yourself or just you and somebody else, you have some drinks, you have some stuff to eat, you make it nice, you know, like that. It's low key.
Yeah.
So and that's exactly what we've done. So now I've removed Greg from the call, and I'm going to try to bring him back in. I don't know how successful I'll be. Why don't we talk about. Unlike the Academy Awards, there's an Olympic swimmer, Ryan Locke, who's putting his 6 Olympic medals up for auction. You don't hear that very often of that happening.
Well, especially with somebody who's so young, that's pretty amazing that he is doing that. And I have seen Olympic medals sell. When I was doing Cash in the Attic, we had a silver medal it was early 1900s Olympics, and of course they don't put the name on the medals, so we weren't really sure whose it was. But there was a silver medal and also an Olympic participation medal, because they all get a participation medal, or at least they did, and those were sold separately. But if he's selling all 6 at the same time, it'll be interesting to see what it ends up selling for, because you know that almost is a little bit of a flood of the marketplace.
A little. And then, that 6 would go, but what the heck? I mean, why not? You know, make hay while the sun shines, or something like that.
Right.
Now, Greg, are you there? No, he's not.
No, okay.
It says 2 of 3 in on the call. You know, I'm looking here to see what we can do here, and there's not much I can do. I can't even find. Oh, here we go. We're going to try to invite him in. Okay. It says he's here. That's the funny thing. But he's not. Well, we can do what we can do. Sorry, Greg. Sorry. we'll figure out what's wrong with this computer a little bit later on. All right, now I didn't realize and I saw this headline, Sotheby's auctioning off a precursor to the Bill of Rights that they expect will sell for $5 million. It'll benefit the Karpeles Manuscript Library Museum, which has locations around the country. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize there was such a document like that.
No. And, you know, it's interesting when you get into documents, you have to remember that there's a lot that goes on. Even actually this year when the Supreme Court released that draft document or draft opinion, I didn't realize that they worked on so many drafts and put things together before they actually have the formal. So this would fall in line with what is typical with the way that the government works, is put this draft out there, put this together so that it becomes, here's the foundation, this is the direction that we're going in. And that also, you know, I'm sure it's fascinating to read what has been put in the document and also to compare and contrast, like, what made it into the document, what didn't.
Well, the document's going to be on display in between the 12th and 20th, and the live auction will be July 21st in New York. They're thinking that it's going to bring in somewhere between $2 and $3 million, which would be great because this is one of those things where a museum is going to benefit from the money.
Correct.
And a museum that protects documents like this, which is also important to our history.
Yeah. Oh, especially something like that, to really take a look and see, like, where where we began, like the whole beginnings, which. To me, that's fantastic. I love reading and seeing things like this because it does give you that glimpse into a time period, or it's almost like a time capsule. It takes you back and it can transport you to a time, especially with the wording, with their view of the country at that time, which is extremely different than where we are right now.
Well, you know, go back. We talked about something similar to this happening a year ago, when the first edition of the Constitution sold for over $43 million. And the big story then, back when they were riding high in the sky, a bunch of people with cryptocurrency tried to raise $46 million in a week to try to buy it.
Right.
But they were not successful. Ken Griffin bought it.
Correct. Again, that's the only opportunity you're going to have to own this type of document, and it was also going to help, going to a worthy cause, yeah. Which, when you put those two things together, that usually, not always, but usually, ends up in prices like that.
I bet you those crypto guys and gals are happy they didn't purchase it, because at least they got something left of their money.
Right.
even though the market's down 70%. Wow. But I guess when you if you got in early, what are you going to do? You're just going to hold on and hope it goes back up. That's the great thing about that. When you have the money and you have something like that, you hold on to it. You just hold on to it, you know. What else are you going to do?
And ride it out. Let's see what happens. And you just kind of go from there.
All right, so we go from the Constitution to Harry Potter.
Ah, yes.
A full set of first editions are going to be auctioned off for charity, once again for charity, on July 13th.
Mm-hmm. This is going, again, it's something that will go to charity. So you have to remember that no matter what this sells for, they are receiving some sort of benefit, because it's above a certain level, then they get a tax deduction. But these first editions, even though that they printed, I mean, the first, and it would be the very first run they weren't sure. The very first book that came out, they weren't sure what the market was going to be for this. And you know, the story of J.K. Rowling is that several publishers turned her down, and I think over 20. And finally, she found a publisher. They put it out there. And the first edition, I think it's a very small run. I think they only printed 500 books at the beginning just to see. And there was a huge, just, of course, that was phenomenal. And it was Harry Potter fever took over. And they had to obviously print more. But then in their future runs, there were more. So there are more books. But to have them all together, one set, it'll be interesting to see what that all sells for. You know, and where that goes, because there's still just such a following of Harry Potter that, and a number of people that would love to just have, especially if you've read the books, as opposed to watching all the films, which we've watched all the movies several times. That really is where I think people get into the whole thing about auction, and I've got to have this for my collection because this is a complete run, which will be great. It'll be interesting.
I'm interested because they think it'll go for about $120,000 to $180,000. I would have thought it would go for more than that.
Well, you have to remember there's still, because of the numbers that were printed, that's what I was saying, is that there could be other sets that people can put together, but this will be a really good indication of what the appetite is, what the market is out there, because in just one book, a first edition Harry Potter, those are available. But having all of them together, and I think that's what the allure is having them all together. And then also the aspect of raising funds for charity, which also makes a difference.
All right. Now, Greg is in on the call, but he obviously somehow is muted because he can't us and we can't hear him. So
he's poked his head in where I'm sitting. Do you have it on mute?
No.
He doesn't know what's going on. He's shaking his head at me.
Well, when we're done, Dr. Tim.
Yeah, I'll look at it.
You're going to have to look at it and see if we can figure out what it is. So, all right. So, we're coming up now that we're, you know, past a big holiday and we're now in the prime of the summer.
Into the summer, there are summer auctions that take place. I did want to mention one thing that we had talked about earlier, that LeBron James with the three patches, card with the three patches, that ended up selling at the very end of June. And that ended up selling for $2.4 million. And if you remember, we were talking about that. That was a one of one, which also makes it very desirable. But these cards, these collectible type things that are selling for more than $1 million, I never would have guessed. And when I was dealing with these cards and different things in the 90s, that here we are in 2022, and these collectibles are selling over $1 million and some over $2 million. And a lot of it has to do with the desirability, the rarity, but also the number of people in the marketplace that look at this as something, these collectibles, they'd rather put their money in. And it's something that you were talking about earlier. It's like, well, okay, the market's going down. Let's either hold the position if you can, or invest more, or move it to another type of investment. And it looks like people are really looking at these sports cards and different things as a place to park their money. I don't have an opinion on that. You should do that if you have. This is not a financial advice, but it's interesting to watch what people end up doing when markets become a little unstable. And they start putting things into things like collectibles, paintings, jewelry, those sort of tangible objects as opposed to the intangible.
Well, you know, we go back to sports. You go back to us. You can know a lot about sports. You can know everything about sports. You can have all the background, everything you need, and then you have the Tom Brady incident where you think you've got his last thrown touchdown ball, and you've paid, if I forget the god awful sum that he paid for it,
right?
And then he unretires. I mean. Right. I mean, you can try to protect yourself 10 ways to the moon, and there's no true protection.
No. And it's those forces in the marketplace that really can make a difference that you can't predict, and you can't predict what's going to happen. You can see from a historic standpoint, okay, this is what typically happens, or here are trends, and you can track the trends, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going to happen. There are changes, and when somebody like that, I'm sure that both the collector and the auction house that sold it were just thinking, oh, goodness, how did this happen? And, you know, I'm not sure how they resolved that, but I'm sure that that was a discussion that they had to go through in saying that we were under the impression he made the announcement. It was out there. And so the individual who was buying made decisions based on that information, and then that information changes. So that there are those forces in the marketplace that collectors need to be aware of, and that, I guess, sports figures can change their mind. That's the lesson, is that they can unretire after they announce that they're going to retire. Or maybe they were forced to announce they were going to retire, but then decided no against it.
Right, so, well, you know, that's
I'm here. I'm back. Oh.
what was the problem?
I'm not really sure, but I closed out Skype. Again, and I restarted my laptop, and as soon as that was the problem, is it I had to restart the computer. So,
at least
I made it to the end of the show.
Well, we could talk about your favorite topic if you want in the next minute or two. We can make it worth your while for trying for the last 12.
Well, I'm nothing if I'm not a dog with a bone. That's all. But
you know, I think that's what I am. I mean, if I set out to do something, then I'll end up doing it. It might take me 3.5 to 4 hours to do something that should take a minute, but I'll make sure I'll just work at it till I get it done.
So. Well, I think the issue is I have been working so – I haven't shut this laptop down for a while because I've been working, doing research and stuff on it. And I think all those the cash and all of that stuff that's in there, it must have built up. So I emptied all of that and restarted the computer. So here I am.
Well, it's funny. It used to be the whole thing for Windows, but it's not only Windows. Whenever you have a problem with whether it's an audio or video problem, if you ever have that problem, close out of your program. But you're right, the next thing to do is just close out of the computer and come back into it with a fresh start,
or use a sledgehammer. That'll take care of the whole problem.
Well, at least you got in the final moments.
Yes.
All right, you guys have a calm week again coming up this week as well?
Yes, we're hoping to. You know, it's a short week, so that's the good thing. And, you know, we're just looking forward to the rest of the summer.
Yeah, after we get off the phone here, I start back. I'm consulting with Tim on a big estate. And I'm doing research, and it was over 900 items that I've been researching, and I'm hell bent to get finished in the next 3 days.
Man,
I've been working on it for a week. Yeah. So
that would cause me to want to go to the bathroom.
That's the reason that I had so much stuff on my computer, because I had to research all of these items. So, but yeah, that's my week this week. And yeah, so even though I'm air quote semi-retired, I like it when I'm doing something. So I'm looking forward to getting back, because I love going into deep Google and researching stuff. So that's my week.
All right, guys. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll speak to you next week and restart your computer before you come on, Greg.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Lesson
learned. Take care. Bye bye.
Have a good week.
Bye bye.
Take care.
Tim, Luke, and Greg. Nick and Knack with Appraise This. You'll find them, of course, at tqag.com on the web.